Alex Marlowe, Breaking the News Reveals Left-Wing Bias is Only the Tip of Media Corruption Iceberg. By Robert Krajicek on May 16, 2021. Left-wing news media corruption goes far beyond political biases, explained Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Saturday, previewing some revelations in his book, Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Ownership of America's largest news media companies by complex conglomerates creates conflicts of interest in news media reporting, Marlowe noted in an interview with Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. He identified integration of news media outlets into multi-billion-dollar corporations as a cause of deepening industry corruption beyond bad faith claims of political neutrality. Parent companies of large news media properties weaponize their assets to enforce compliance with their business interests, Marlowe held. Now, the enforcers of the anti-science mask mandates will be the corporations, because the corporations are getting increasingly left and increasingly woke, he remarked. Most of the world seems to be pretty coached up on the fact that the establishment media is biased to the left. They have a liberal bias. He continued, in the book Breaking the News, I take it further, and I connect the two. Now it's no longer simply a liberal-conservative divide. That is way too mild. First of all, the establishment is now weaponized. They are now on the attack. It is not merely that they're slanting the news. They're directing their news specifically to get scalps, to get victories. Listen. It is not just about them being liberal, he added. It's also about them being globalists and corporatists. Because if you think about this, for example, NBC News, we all hate NBC News, right? But NBC News is part of NBC Comcast Universal. And it's only one branch on a very large corporate tree with international interests all around the world and in a million different ways. News media reporting is shaped to align with conglomerate owners' business interests, Marlowe observed, warning that many news media outlets withhold or deny information viewed as potentially damaging to their corporate owners. The diversification of conglomerate owners' business interests narrows the range of acceptable reporting that subsidiary news media companies are allowed to pursue. Journalistic outlets are under constant pressure to ensure they are not putting up a story that conflicts with one of the vested interests of their giant conglomerate, Marlowe stated. Boyle highlighted the impossibility of political objectivity in news media. He encouraged news media outlets to be transparent with their political biases and end deceptive presentations to the contrary. The institutional flaw with the establishment media is that they're all built on a lie, which is they claim to be objective, he said. There's no such thing as objectivity, because literally every decision we make, from which stories we cover to which ones we don't, to who we interview and who we don't, to which quotes we use and which ones we don't, everything we do has the opportunity for the insertion of bias, either intended or not. He added, Breitbart is almost the mirror reflection of that failed system in that we're built the proper way. We are open and honest with our audience about what it is that we believe. CNN claiming to their audience that they're objective is an institutional flaw. They can't claim that. If they were just honest that they were on the other side, that they're leftists and that they want the Democrats to succeed and the Republicans to fail, generally speaking, then I think they would get a lot more credibility back. But I don't know if their institution is going to have to crumble for that to happen. He said, the only hope going forward for the media is independent voices. It's going to be talk radio. It's going to be podcasts. It's going to be Substack. It's going to be places like Breitbart. It's going to be places that are not having to answer the corporate boardrooms with whatever they choose to do. And once we see that, the more honest our media will become. This is where the book becomes a hot manual. Because you see there are all these patterns and narratives. And this is what we've been the best at Breitbart. It started with Andrew, Breitbart, and it continued with Steve Bannon, and it continues with the rest of us, which is spotting these narratives and seeing how the left behaves, he added. Breaking the News will be released May 18. Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern or 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific.